It's just after 6 o'clock here on WLUW Chicago. And now, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting from the 100-watt slab of barbecued ribs, 88.7 WLUW, and podcasting exclusively on OutsideTheLoopRadio.com, coming to you from a soundproof booth near the porta-potties at the Taste of Chicago. This is another edition of Outside the Loop Radio, Chicago's almost above ground audio magazine.
Well, thank you, little announcer guy. I don't know if we're quite near the portable toilets, but they are in the vicinity.
I can see him through the periscope.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. He's, you know, the little announcer guy. He has all kinds of different issues, and we can't... too many issues to get involved with here on this half-hour radio show.
We've got to rein him in. He's taking a lot of liberties lately.
He thinks he's all creative. Love his pipes, though. Welcome to Outside the Loop Radio. Yes, we are Chicago's almost above-ground audio magazine. This is show number 40.
We made
it 40 weeks of Outside the Loop Radio. I'm your host, Mike Steven.
And I'm your executive producer, Andy Herman.
We are here in the soundproof booth, coming to you once again on the airwaves of 88.7 WLUW, as we do every Friday. We get you into your weekend because, as I said before, and you know I love saying it, Andy.
You do.
This is your almost above ground audio magazine.
Bravo.
Thank you, sir. That means we talk about issues and talk to people about various issues around the community with a different slant, with a different perspective. And we'll talk about stuff that maybe you haven't heard of in the community as of yet. And maybe you have heard of some stuff that we're talking about, but we'll give you another perspective on that. So that's what we're all about here on Outside the Loop on 88.7. Happy to be here on this fine community radio station. Yes, like I said, we are in the soundproof booth. Periscope up.
Up.
We are looking out the porthole as well. And we are down here at the Taste of Chicago because today is the first day of the Taste of Chicago. I've been here all day because my band, Detago, played here earlier today. We played at noon over at the Illinois Lottery Taste stage right across the park over there. So
how'd it go?
It was good. It was a good gig. It was nice. Played for an hour. Had a nice little crowd out
there.
Very
cool. Lots of groupies.
Well, yeah, can't talk about that.
Mike Steven groupies.
Yeah, I know Jenny's listening. Can't talk about those. Anywho.
Well, I was there.
That's case in point.
I'm your groupie.
You are the
the only Mike Steven groupie.
In a weird misery kind of way, Andy, you are my groupie. Thank you. Andy, speaking of you being all over the place and just popping up in weird places and taking over, which I really think you're trying to do here on the show. You know, we work so well together here on this half hour of radio that we do together each week. But I really think you're angling for something more. And if you are, you just got to tell me, my friend, because I love you. You're a good man.
I'm here to boost you in the show. That's my only responsibility.
I was doing a little research online. And I sometimes, you know, in my spare time, I go and I look at pictures from at StarWars.com, and then I go and I Google you, and it's this weird thing I have, but that's what I do. And I came across something on one of our past guests' websites. That would be Alderman Manny Flores, who was on the show a couple weeks ago. I went to his website, his campaign website, because he's running for Congress, as he talked about here in the program. And here's what I found under the audio and video section. I have a printout right here, actually, Andy Herman.
What is that?
It says in the audio and video section of Alderman Flores' website, you can go to Outside the Loop Radio on June 8th, 2007. That's when we had the Alderman on. With executive producer Andy Herman, click here to listen.
That's fantastic.
That's it.
That is at floresforus.com.
Were you even in on that interview at all?
I was here.
You were. I know you were engineering the thing, but did you even speak?
Well, I obviously left a very strong impression on Manny Flores. We had a bond. It was in the eyes, man.
See, that's your thing. You got the creepy eyes going on. Behind those hipster glasses of yours, my friend, you've got the creepy eyes. And that's what gets me.
What can I say, man?
I got Manny Flores. Are you volunteering for his campaign? Do we have to file with the FEC or something like that? What is going on? Well, Thanks for sticking with us here on Outside the Loop Radio. Again, here every Friday, 6 to 6:30, here on your listener-supported community radio. We have a great show lined up for you this week. Andy, what are we doing later in the show?
Later on, we're going to learn why girls should rock more than they already do.
Also, I ventured up north recently, Andy. Got some stories about that. I will enthral you. You just sit on my lap.
Awesome.
I'll have story time. It'll
be Uncle Mikey
story time. Gather around, kids. But first, there's some really cool news that came out recently about some people trying to make a difference in the environment and help out the CTA. We'll find out all about that in just a second. The music this week from a fantastic local musician, Nico Case. I love Nico Case. I've made no bones about that
in the
past when I was doing the Steven in the Evening show. She never came on the program, and I think that's because I had the creepy eyes. And she's a great musician. We'll hear some music from the lovely and talented Nico Case here on Outside the Loop Radio on 88.7 WLUW. I'm your host, Mike Steven, in the booth with executive producer Andy Herman and his creepy eyes.
The most tender place in my heart is for strangers. I know it's unkind, but my own blood is much too.
Now, we've talked on this show before about the financial troubles of the Chicago Transit Authority, and one of the biggest expenses of the CTA is fuel consumption for its bus fleet and other heavy vehicles. Now, the CTA is budgeting about $61.2 million for fuel, and it's estimating consumption at 24.5 million gallons. That's according to a recent Chicago Tribune article. Now, fuel expenses for the CTA are second only to labor costs in the CTA's operating budget. Now, there's a team at the Illinois Institute of Technology here in Chicago that has done something to help the CTA out and help to better preserve the environment. Sanj Wirasingha is a doctoral research assistant at the Illinois Institute of Technology, and he is also the manager of the Granger Power Electronics and Motor Drives Lab. And he is joining us via the phone here on Outside the Loop. Sanj, that's a great title.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for joining us. Now, your team over at IIT has developed a hybrid electric conversion kit, a couple of them, for the CTA bus fleet. Explain exactly what you have done with your team.
Okay, what we've done here at IIT is developed a retrofit approach to hybridize any existing vehicle. And let me elaborate what I mean by saying retrofit. What it is, it's just an add-on hybridization method where components are mechanically and electrically coupled to an existing vehicle.
So what you're talking about here is just adding on to what's already been constructed. So you're taking these CTA buses, and you've created these hybrid electric conversion kits that you would like to install in these buses. And these conversion kits do what?
Well, what these do is, to simply put it, they're going to lower emissions by almost half, which we think is a very important thing, and also increase the mileage from anywhere between 40 to 70% based on which technology the CTA decides to go with.
So now, the CTA, what they've got right now, what are their current specs? What are the current standard everyday CTA buses getting in terms of gas mileage?
Sure. Right now, the CTA actually has about 2,100 buses in its fleet. And on average, each bus gets about 3.4 miles per gallon.
3.4 miles per gallon? That sounds pretty terrible.
It is pretty terrible. But that's pretty much where all buses are. Most buses range anywhere between 3 to 5 miles per gallon. And what we are proposing is to spend about $80,000 per bus and improve this efficiency, this mileage, to 5.1 to 5.4 miles per gallon.
Now, in the realm of being environmentally friendly, what the stat that you just told me, getting about over 5 miles to the gallon, how does that compare? How does that stack up? Is that good?
That is good, because that actually means that the CTA will save over $10,000 per year per bus. And if they were to hybridize their fleet, for example, that's about $24 million per year.
Now, what kind of impact on the environment would this have? You've developed these hybrid conversion kits that you would like to install on buses and their other heavy transportation vehicles. But environmentally speaking, what kind of impact would your work have?
Well, our preliminary work shows that emissions are going to drop by about 50%, greenhouse emissions. And the main reason for this is that in a hybrid, you're also going to have a certain time period where you're going to be running in electric mode. And electric mode has zero emissions at tailpipe.
Yeah, so that's interesting because from what I understand of what you have done, these conversion kits would turn the buses into, like we've been talking about, hybrids. So part of the time, the bus driver could switch the bus over to electric mode, which means there are no emissions coming out of the bus. And from what I understand, and this is pretty cool, when the bus is braking, the batteries, the electric batteries, recharge, right?
That is correct. Let me just say one thing. We've developed two approaches. One is the hybrid approach, where you have the electric motor and the internal combustion engine simultaneously working to propel this bus. The next approach is a plug-in hybrid, which is simply a hybrid bus with a bigger battery that you can charge off the grid, off your wall. And in this mode, the driver can switch to all electric mode if he wishes.
Sanj Weerasinghe is on the phone with us here on Outside the Loop on WLUW. He is a doctoral research assistant at the Illinois Institute of Technology, and he's also the manager of the Granger Power Electronics and Motor Drives Lab. Sanj, I got to ask you, what was the driving force behind this project? Why did you and your team come up with these conversion kits to help the CTA out, help them save money, help the environment? Well, why'd you guys do this?
My advisor, Dr. Ali Amadi, has been working on hybrid drivetrains amongst other projects for about 4 or 5 years here at IIT. And then a couple of years back, we actually got a project from a company here that wanted us to hybridize a bus from India. And once we started working on this, it was me and two other PhD students. Once we were working on this, we started thinking about why are we hybridizing a bus in India when we have a whole fleet in our backyard, so to say, that really needs this technology. And then we started putting a few numbers together, and that's pretty much how this whole idea was born.
What's the reaction been from the CTA? Because this sounds like a really great plan, and I know that the CTA itself is already testing 10 commercially manufactured hybrid electric buses, but they're a lot more expensive. So when Ron Huberman, who is the president of the CTA, found out, what was his reaction over there?
Well, initially, there was a story run on the Tribune on Monday, and he did mention in that article, once he was called by the Tribune reporter, that he was interested. And leading off from that, we have started dialogue with the CTA. Right now, it's at a very initial stage where we've just started speaking to them, and hopefully it'll go somewhere, something productive for both parties.
Well, this sounds like a really interesting thing, Sanj, and we'll definitely keep in touch with you and your team over at the Illinois Institute of Technology here in Chicago. And Sanj, just a quick question. If I could ask you, how old are you?
I'm 25.
You're 25, and you're going to rule one day. You are doing so many great things, it sounds like.
Thanks a lot. It's been fun, actually. I started at IIT about 6 years ago. I started my undergrad here, and I've been in school since then. And it's been a lot of fun, and it's always rewarding to know you're working on something that's actually going somewhere.
Well, Sanj, congratulations on all the stuff that you've already accomplished, and really thanks for all your hard work, because it's really is. I mean, people like you who are young and enthusiastic and who are obviously intelligent enough to do something about these problems that we face, and God knows that we have a lot of environmental problems around this world of ours. And here in Chicago, well, we know the CTA has its share of problems as well. So congratulations. Sanj Weerasinghe is the doctoral research assistant at IIT. He's also the manager of the Granger Power Electronics and Motor Drives Lab there as well. Sanj, we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me.
My true love drowned in a dirty old pan of oil that could run from the blood of a falcon.
This is Andy Herman, executive producer of Outside the Loop on your listener-supported community radio, 88.7 WLUW.
And this is your host, Mike Steven. Happy that you could join us here on the program. We broadcast every week from 6 to 6:30 here on WLUW. We're broadcasting from the soundproof booth at the Taste of Chicago. We've got the Periscope up, the porthole open. We are here taking the booth all over the Chicagoland area every week. So we hope that you spot the booth at some point when you're traveling all over Chicago. And we're listening to some music right now from Nico Case. She's so great and just a great voice, great musician. And you can go to NicoCase.com. That's her website. And MySpace.com/NicoCase. We would love for you to submit some local music. Just go to OutsideTheLoopRadio.com. Each week we feature local music on the program. So be sure to do that. Drop us a line. Go to OutsideTheLoopRadio.com. And while you're there, check out our audio archives and even subscribe for free to the podcast of the program. Andy, you know, I went up north last weekend, just after our broadcast last Friday. Went up north to Wisconsin with 9 other dudes and went on a giant canoe / fishing trip.
9 dudes.
It's bonding. It's just going up there.
Are you banging on drums?
That we got to that by the end.
Carrying torches around?
It was four.
Is it very manly?
It is very manly because you're drinking nothing but Budweiser the entire time. I mean, I'm talking like 7:30, 8 in the morning. It's, let's make scrambled eggs on the beach and drink beer because that's all there is to do and fish. It was really beautiful, though, I got to say. We pushed off from Sauk City, Wisconsin, which is outside of Madison, and went past Spring Green. So we made it about 35 miles on these canoes.
Oh, wow.
And I see I got a nice little tan going.
Looking sharp.
Thank you very much. But it's a different world up there. We had no contact with anyone until the last night of the trip. And on the last night of the trip, we camped on an island on the Wisconsin River that was across the river from a tavern. There was a bar literally on the Wisconsin River called Bob's Riverside.
Okay.
So we canoed over because we had no other way of getting there. We canoed over to Bob's Riverside and we went in there. And now, mind you, you know, this is after we're already a little touched from Budweiser and Mr. Coors.
You? No.
So we go in there and it's I can't emphasize how different of a vibe it was. I mean, you go into a tavern or a bar in Chicago and you feel like you're obviously in a city. You feel like there's a certain vibe, there's a certain energy, even in corner bars. There was such a different, I'm having a tough time explaining.
Well,
because
give it a shot. I mean, how did it feel when you walked in?
Well, all right, when we walked in, the jukebox, well, first of all, there was a karaoke machine playing. And people,
very cool.
I mean, people were just raunch on the karaoke machine. So I'm sitting there with my friend Brian at the bar, and we hear just doom, 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 doom. Now, this place is not conducive to a club-like atmosphere at all.
Right.
But, I mean, we're talking log walls, and I mean, very down home earthy. And I know you're a big fan of Fergie.
What?
Yeah. That's what I thought. Fergie, a song by Fergie came on, and I should say the Black Eyed Peas. Now, picture this. You're sitting around with a bunch of older gentlemen, and the following lyrics come on the jukebox. What you gonna do with all that junk? All that junk inside your trunk? I'm a get you drunk, get you love drunk off my hump. My hump, my hump, my hump, my hump, my hump. My hump, my hump, my hump, my lovely little lumps. I drive these brothers crazy, I do it on the daily. They treat me really nicely, they buy me all these ices. Dolce and Gabbana, Fendi and Nadana. Karen, they be sharing all their money, got me wearing fly brother, I ain't asking. They say they love my ass in 7 jeans, true religions. I say no, but they keep giving, so I keep taking. And no, I ain't taking. We can keep on dating. I keep on demonstrating my love, my love, my love, my love. You love my lady lumps.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, that might be the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
Now, I'm all for rap. I'm all for hip-hop.
Oh, absolutely.
But what the hell did I just read? And I sound like an old man, I know,
you
saying
do.
This. But this, my friend, this, I don't know what that was.
Wow.
Now, the sad thing is, or maybe it was a cool thing, depending on how you look at it, dudes with beards and huge guts rocking it.
Really?
Loving it. They love the Black Eyed Peas. They love the Fergie up there.
So how many times did you sing this in karaoke then?
Yeah, a couple. So moving along, though, Andy Herman, OutsideTheLoopRadio.com is the website. Info@OutsideTheLoopRadio.com is our email address. And we will hear more music right now from Nico Cakes here on Outside the Loop Radio on 88.7. Now, both Andy and I love rock and roll here on Outside the Loop Radio, and Andy's behind the glass right now giving me, like, the horns, you know, like the rock-out horns that you'll see at, like, an AC/DC concert or something like that. But one thing we wanted to talk about, we saw this because we love the rock so much. We came across this organization called Girls Rock Chicago, and we thought this was such a cool thing that we had to talk to the co-founder of Girls Rock Chicago, Emily Easton. Emily has been kind enough to find the soundproof booth and squeeze in here. Emily, welcome to Outside the Loop.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
It's our pleasure. Girls Rock Chicago, you guys are a nonprofit organization, and you are dedicated to now fostering expression with girls ages 9 to 16, fostering creativity through rock and roll music, right?
Absolutely. We teach them how to make it. We teach them all the fundamentals of being in a band, band membership, how to manage your own band, how to make your t-shirts, how to book your shows, and how to play your instruments and practice with other people. And we just take them to camp for a week and let them rock out. At the end, they play a show and they record in a studio.
How did all of this come about? Were you sitting around one day and saying, look, I'm a chick, I like to rock, let's get this thing happening?
I actually don't know how to rock.
Now I think you know how to rock, Emily.
I know how to rock with my headphones on, but I actually don't play anything. And part of the reason I don't play anything is that I was never encouraged to play anything. My parents, who are great, never really thought that rock instruments or a rock career was particularly viable. I was actually sitting in a coffee shop when the whole idea came about, and it wasn't even my idea. Some friends of mine from college and a local band separately of each other had decided to get together and do this rock camp idea modeled off the camps that are in Portland and the Willie Mae Rock Camp in New York. Basically, you know, if New York and Portland have it, why can't Chicago? And we ended up getting together and starting to run this camp. Last year's camp ran in August. We had 3 months to plan it, which was interesting. And this year we've had a little more time, and it's been kind of nice to have that extra year. But yeah, we just basically decided that there weren't enough women making music. There weren't enough resources for girls who perhaps wanted to make music but didn't know how. I mean, the DIY aesthetic is something we're all familiar with in indie rock, but it's not necessarily a message that's passed to younger girls. So we did our best to show girls that it was okay to do this.
Why is that? Why aren't girls getting that message that they can or they should rock? Or here, you're 10 years old, here is a Fender Strat, put it on and learn some chords. Why aren't they getting that message?
Well, what kind of music did you like when you were 10? Do you remember?
Oh, God. No, I was like, what, 10 years old? How old was I? Oh, 10. What year was that, Andy? I'm only 27. So that was like...
I'm 27, too.
I was probably like listening to Ella Jenkins or something still. I don't even remember. And I love Ella Jenkins. She's a girl who rocks, by the way.
There is. And if you're thinking about it in the lens of girls rock, you obviously come up with more female musicians. But if you really think about what you were listening to when you were in high school, I mean, I think of Led Zeppelin. I think of AC/DC.
Well, that's high school, yeah.
You know,
I mean,
that's high school.
Yeah.
And how many women do you think of? I mean, when did you learn about Mo Tucker?
Right.
You know,
yeah,
not
right,
until
right.
you got older, right. And perhaps we're getting a little too old to pick up stuff. I mean, you still can pick up. I'm not discouraging anyone who wants to be a musician at any point in their lives. But for young girls, there's just not a lot of role models. I mean, there's the Pussycat Dolls, but come on now. Like, that's not, you know, that's not what we're doing necessarily.
Right.
And if you didn't have the privilege to have an older sibling who had X Records lying around, or Blondie, or the Slits, this is stuff that you may just not have thought, you may not have thought that women got up on stage and rocked as hard as the guys, you know, but obviously they can. There's no reason women can't rock. So we're just trying to teach them that not only is that okay, but we're trying to teach them how so they can get up and do their thing if that's what they want to do.
When you talk to these girls, and again, you work with girls from ages 9 to 16, and that I think that's a pretty cool age range. when you talk to them and you give them these instruments and you say, hey, you know, you're going to get up on stage and you are going to do a rock show and it's going to be cool. What are the reactions? Because that's got to be the first time that these girls are ever given this opportunity and even maybe treated like that. What are their reactions?
It's pandemonium.
Yeah?
Just pure and simple. They get... The first day of camp was chaotic last year. Kids running around. No, I want to play the bass. No, I want to play the guitar and picking up drumsticks and doing all that stuff. They get to the point by Friday where you've got these kids who were holding guitars backwards and that were too big for them. On Monday, all of a sudden, get together, walk on stage, do their sound check, which when a 9-year-old does a sound check, it's pretty adorable, I got to be honest. But they get up there. When they got to Shuba's last year, they were so excited. They were... The place was packed, and it was full of people chanting, "Girls rock, girls rock." And these three kids get up there that had never picked up a musical instrument necessarily on Monday, and they got up there, and the drummer walked up to the microphone and shouted, "This one's going out to my little brother. He turns 4 today." And it was just, it was the most amazing thing. She was so excited to be up there, and her parents were excited to see up there, and her friends were excited to see her up there. I mean... They're full-fledged rock stars after a week, and it's great to give them that opportunity.
Talking about girls rocking out with the co-founder of Girls Rock Chicago, Emily Easton, here on Outside the Loop Radio. I'm your host, Mike Steven, in the studio with Andy Herman, pushing the knobs and swinging the dials. Andy's rocking out in the booth back there in the producer's area, so we can't disturb him right now. But the info for this year's camp is it's happening, let's see, August the 13th. So it's that's a Monday through a Friday. So August the 13th through the 17th, right?
Yes, and then on Saturday there'll be the show at Shuba's, and then on Sunday they'll be recording in a studio.
That's so neat. Who do you get to volunteer at this, to work at
anybody,
this camp?
Anybody who wants to. We are actually committed to having female volunteers, just largely because we feel it's important to have role models there. You can't make the case that a woman's a good sound engineer if she's necessarily being taught by a man. Again, nothing against the boys. I love the boys. Mm-hmm. But we have all female volunteers, all female volunteer instrument teachers, band coaches, snack masters. We have female recording engineers working with us on Sunday. Pretty much everything we try and keep so that everybody's a role model throughout the camp week.
How do you get the campers? How do you recruit them, or how do you get them into this camp?
Last year it was a bit more of a fight because we were a new organization, but a lot of parents that we're meeting are essentially ex-rocker parents. We advertise in schools. One of the big things that Girls Rock is out to change is that not only is rock and roll seemingly a man's game, but it's a white man's game, mm-hmm. which we have a real problem with. So we do our best to encourage as much diversity as we can. We definitely do a lot of outreach to a lot of nonprofits around the city.
Well, here in this program, we always encourage rocking out. We encourage lots of music. And, of course, we encourage girls, guys, black, white, purple, red, whatever you are, rock out, listen to music. We encourage that. The website we have to mention, of course, is girlsrockchicago.org. The camp schedule for this year, Monday, August the 13th, that's the first day, and it goes until Friday, August the 17th, and that's at Avondale Elementary, 2945 North Sawyer Avenue in Chicago. And then the show at Shuba's on Belmont and Southport is Saturday, August the 18th, and the show time is 1 o'clock p.m. Friends and family, welcome. That will rock. Of course, Emily, we encourage you to rock in any way you can. And one thing I will say, any girls, I play the harmonica. Any girls playing the harmonica?
Not yet.
Okay, well,
not
can we work on
that? But if you
want
to put on a wig and come on down, we will obviously encourage you.
I look very good in wigs. You just ask Andy Herman. Well, Emily Easton, thank you very much for coming by the booth here on Outside the Loop Radio. You are the co-founder of Girls Rock Chicago, and we'll look for lots more chicks rocking out in the city.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, that's very cool. Very neat stuff from Girls Rock Chicago. Girls need to rock, and they already do. And it sounds like that program is on its way. They need to rock more. That's a very neat program, Girls Rock Chicago. Hey, thanks for listening to Outside the Loop Radio. We do this show every Friday at 6 p.m., 6 to 6:30, here on your listener-supported community radio, 88.7 WLUW Chicago. We are your almost above-ground audio magazine. I'm your host, Mike Steven.
And I'm your executive producer, Andy Herman.
And we've been broadcasting from the soundproof booth booth. This week we've been at the Taste of Chicago, and it's a good time over here, so I'm sure lots of people will be filtering in as the evening progresses and the week progresses, because this is just getting started. Thanks for listening, everybody. Stay tuned, because Slacky J and the Reggae Vibes is just around the corner, so don't go anywhere. That's a fantastic show. Copyright 2007.
Albert James Productions.
Thanks to DJ Goldie G, Dave Goldman, who does the theme song for this show. Lawyer Danny does all of the legal work. And hit up OutsideTheLoopRadio.com. And we'll talk to you again next week here on OTL. Andy, you love my lady lumps.
Oh, my.
See you next week on Outside the Loop.